Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Today we have a crazy entitled parent story of an entitled mom claiming they have a right to stare at disabled people. We'll get into that in a bit, but first, my neighbor wants to control what I wear in my house. So Wednesday, I, 16-year-old female, was sick. I had a fever and just felt really bad, so I stayed home from school and was spending most of the day lying in bed, but around noon I moved to the living room couch because it was getting really hot in my room and it was cool in the living room. And some context, our living room is filled with large windows on two walls, one points to the street in front of the house, and the other to my neighbor's house on the left of our house. So I went to the couch and I still felt hot, so I took off my shirt, and at that point I was only wearing short shorts and my bra. So I was lying down for a few minutes when there was a knock on the door, and my mom went to go answer it. The living room is right next to the door, so it wasn't hard to hear the conversation. So my mom opened the door, and the neighbor who we'll call Karen was there and said, "Hi, Susan. My mom, if you need clarification. How are you doing? I came over to tell you to tell your daughter to cover up." My mom then reasonably said, "Excuse me?" To which Karen replied, "Yes, it's kind of weird that she's exposing herself like that." My mom, now a bit less patient, said, "Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know that you could tell me what to do with my kids in my house." Karen then replied, "Oh, that's not what I'm trying to do. It's just that my husband's office is right across your windows, and it's hard for him to concentrate on work when there's a naked teen on the other side of his window." My mom, just about as dumbfounded as I was at this point, told Karen, "Okay, three things. First, my daughter's not naked, and even if she was, it wouldn't matter because she lives here, and she can wear whatever she wants. Second, what is your husband, a 45-year-old man, doing looking at my 16-year-old daughter in her underwear? And third, get off my property because we're done here." And with that, my mom slammed the door in Karen's face. My mom saw the husband later that day when he was taking out the trash. She told him to stop looking at me through the windows. He was confused, and my mom explained what happened, and he said, "I didn't work from home today." He then apologized for his wife and went inside, and we haven't heard from them since. And on Thursday, my mom bought curtains for the living room windows. So yeah, that was my encounter with our neighbors. Well, I think in general it's a good idea to have curtains for your window, especially if you are going to be walking around in your underwear to a window that's exposed to either neighbors or the street. That said, I think the most frustrating thing here is OP was clearly wearing arguably more than they may have worn when they went to like the beach. So for them to look inside somebody else's house, see somebody just chilling in their underwear and go, "Oh, this is way too inappropriate. This ain't high school dress code. You can't make me cover up my shoulders, Karen." Profession Sanity wrote, "Wow, so you had a peeping Karen instead of a peeping Tom. So happy to hear your mom ripping her apart. Hope you're feeling better." Ebel Kide wrote, "This reminds me of an old joke. A lady files a complaint with the city council that she can see right into the toilet of the neighbors from across the street. An inspector comes in and concludes that this is indeed the case, and a couple of tall trees are planted across from her window. To his surprise, he receives another complaint from the same woman, so he goes in again. He looks through the window and all he can see is tree. Dumbfounded, he asks the woman, 'Are you sure? I can't see anything.' To which the woman replies, 'You can if you get a stepladder.' Also, hi, I'm Steven, and if you guys enjoy crazy stories of entitled parents, want to hit those like and subscribe buttons down below. That said, our next story is a rant. I just need to let this all out. So I'm 18-year-old female and my mom is 48. I was helping my mom with cooking. She asked me to cut the onions and blend the chili for dinner. I cut the onions and boiled the chili, but I didn't have time to blend it because I needed to shower. I told my mom I would blend it later and she said okay. At that time, my aunt and her family came over to our house. When I came back, she had already started cooking and she got upset with me for taking too long. I have three other siblings, two brothers and one sister. I don't know why she didn't ask them to help her. I apologized and tried to make up for it by helping with dishes and cleaning. Then I saw the chilies had already been blended, but there were still chili leftovers that hadn't. She asked me to blend the leftover chilies, which I did and mixed with the ones she had blended earlier. While cleaning the kitchen, my mom got frustrated because she couldn't find the chilies she had blended earlier, which were meant for other dishes. I didn't know. I swear, I thought it was all the same, so I just mixed it. I apologized and told her I didn't know. She yelled at me, saying I should have asked before mixing them. I felt guilty and offered to blend new chilies, but she continued to criticize me, saying I didn't know how to do things correctly. I got really embarrassed because my mom's voice was so loud that my aunt's family in the living room probably heard it. I apologized again, but she replied with, "You never admit that it was your fault. You always blame others." Then I felt really offended. I said, "Okay, I know it was my fault. I'm stupid. I should have asked you earlier. I'm sorry." I don't remember what my mom said after that, but her words made me really sad. After leaving the kitchen, I saw my sister and told her to go help mom. Then I locked myself in the bathroom crying. I kept telling myself it was my fault, and my mom had every right to be angry, but I was really hurt by her words. Later, I went back to the kitchen and saw my sister helping my mom. I overheard my mom saying something to my sister about me, like, "I don't like people who can't admit their faults." I tried to ignore her words, but it hurt me deeply. I tried to help more by asking if she needed assistance with cooking, but she ignored me. I just wish she would understand that I didn't mean to cause any problems and that I was trying to help. Since my brothers who were in college and study at boarding school came back home for the school holiday, my mom has been treating me and my sister differently. I've always known deep down that she loves her sons more than her daughters, and I've tried not to let it bother me. Whenever I did chores and made a mistake, she would say things like, "If your brother did this, he would do it correctly." When it came to housework, she always made me and my sister do it. Whenever I asked my mom why our brothers didn't do these tasks, she would reply that they had just returned home and to cut them some slack. However, lately, her complaints about me have been getting to me. I'm not sure if I'm being overly sensitive about this. OP's absolutely not acting A, out of line, or B, is wrong about anything that they're feeling or observing. In fact, I think this is a blatant case of projection going on. The mom getting all upset and saying, "You never admit that it was your fault, you always blame others." That's so entirely baseless that it can't be anything but a projection onto their own kids. Minnie Ashore wrote, "I used to go to school with a girl and her story sounds very similar. She would be grounded for ridiculous things like leaving water in a sponge or too much Nutella on her toast. All she ever seemed to do was chores, but it never seemed to be good enough. Her mother even said in front of all four kids, she likes the youngest two, the stepfather's bio kids, better. I considered calling child services many times. So many situations, so many little tiny cuts. By themselves, they seem small, but in reality, you're slowly bleeding out from so many open wounds. I had similar moments with my own mother, a bipolar woman. Though my mom, which I'm grateful for, is self-aware enough to apologize later and express her frustrations and admit they were taken out on me wrongfully. That's what this is. She took her."
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Storytime is sponsored by BetterHelp. Nearly everyone at some point in their life will struggle with their mental health, whether that's something stressful at work, in a personal relationship, or something else. I know that I really struggled with anxiety in my early 20s, and therapy was a massive help for me. That's why I'm a massive fan of therapy, and today's sponsor, BetterHelp. If there is anything in your life, big or small, that is negatively affecting you, get it off your chest with BetterHelp. It's an online therapy service that, after finishing a small questionnaire, will match you with a licensed therapist, where you can book appointments that match up with your schedule at any place or any time. And if you feel like you're not bonding with your therapist, you can switch at any point for free. Also, therapy isn't just if you're struggling with mental health. If you're looking for guidance or ways to improve your social skills, life, or relationships, it's a great judgment-free way of doing that. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/StorytimePod today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/StorytimePod. Her frustration out on you. You're not being sensitive, you're being hurt, and you have every right to feel that. Our next story is just a rant that's been weighing me down. So I'm a 19-year-old woman living with my parents and commuting to a college in the city. The college I'm in was one of my safety schools, and don't get me wrong, I like it, and I'm super grateful for getting an education with the help of my parents, mostly my dad, but I'm a bit devastated about it. When I was a senior in high school, I wanted to go to college out of state and at least apply to a couple colleges my boyfriend would be going to as well. He didn't end up applying to many colleges in the area due to his mom not supporting them, and was forced to go to North Carolina when he got accepted to a college there, since his parents were hoping to move out to North Carolina due to rent being rough where they lived, and they have some family there. I confronted my dad if I was able to apply out of state and go to college with my boyfriend, especially the one he was sure to be forced to go to if accepted, but he completely denied it. He said how I'm not allowed to apply out of state nor anything too far away from home. It needed to be the ones really nearby our home, and he wanted me to live with them, as well as being worried that my boyfriend and I might break up and something along the lines of being worried for me, which I understand. But it would have been nice, you know? In all honesty, I knew he would say that, but it really hurt me. I really wanted to go to a couple of out-of-state colleges and especially be with my boyfriend, which at that point we were together for 3 years. Current day, we're going strong with 4 years, and he likes my boyfriend and his family very much. Not to mention, it stressed me out so much too, because I was hoping to apply to colleges that were 1 to 7 hours away, because I really liked them, and low-key wanted to be away from my dad since he's very controlling, emotionally abusive, and exhausting to be around, due to the fact that he's always lashing out to my family and doing the absolute most when he gets mad. Current day, I'm attending the 4-year institution near home while my boyfriend is at North Carolina. It's manageable and okay, but definitely not what I hoped for. I understand it's my dad who's paying for my education, and I'm grateful, especially being first generation, but it hurts me to see how I could have gone to the college my boyfriend is in and be in the same major department, as well as having that typical college experience, which is dorming and living on campus, you know? I've heard many say it's overrated and rough, but like, it would have been fun to say at least with my significant other around and being in the major I want. In the college I'm in, I'm struggling to get by switching my majors due to the impaction rate since I got into my alternate one, and it's been taking a toll on me mentally. My boyfriend tells me how I would have easily gone into the college he's at with my grades at high school too, and how I would have been fine living on my own. Which I agree, I've been doing chores and errands for my family since I was 10, but I guess that's normal in Mexican households? I just wished I was able to go to a school I'd like, preferably with my boyfriend, and knowing what I know now as a college student, I would have gone to a community college. First gen is tough, man. I didn't know my options and I just did what my dad tells me to do because that's what I'm supposed to do. I feel like it's too late for me to go to community college as an upcoming sophomore this fall. Anyways, my dad in the past has told me he would consider letting me go to the college my boyfriend is in once we have the chance to visit him and his family, if that's what I really want still, as well as seeing if I'm capable of being more responsible. I have my license now and I've been helping my family with that. Maybe I have a chance. But he always switches up on me and never goes by his word. My boyfriend and I are planning on seeing each other in the summer by him visiting me first, and then me coming back with him to North Carolina alongside my family to visit, and possibly do the thing my dad has told me. But it just feels like false hope, you know? Maybe when I get the chance, I'll ask him. But I'm expecting him to say no, knowing how controlling and overprotective he is. Thanks for reading all of this if you did. I kept yapping, but it felt nice to just let it all go. Maybe the dad's being a little controlling, but I do understand kind of where they're coming from. They don't want their kid to make rash decisions at 19 years old, whether or not you've been in this relationship for 3 or 4 years, that might end up in a bigger blow-up and even worse living situations long-term than it would be if you were going to something locally or a little bit more under control. Also, sophomore or not, when you're 19 years old, it is not too late to do anything that you want to do. 19 years old is the age just about almost anybody is in their first year of college, so it's definitely not like there isn't any time to make up for it. Path Advance 2415 wrote, "You're 19 and head over heels in love? I get it. I think your dad is quite sensible in not letting you start adult life with a ton of debt, though. It's great to live away from home while studying, but it's also great to be able to get a mortgage when you need to. And the economy at the moment makes it hard to do both. Your dad is fully supporting you and paying for your college. He wants to meet your boyfriend's family. I think he's the my child is the most precious thing in the world, overprotective type rather than entitled. Also, his mood swings might be financially motivated. Maybe he wants to do stuff, but when it gets to the crunch point, he can't afford it and he's too embarrassed to say so. Our next story is a rant. Advice needed. I just need some help. This is going to be long because there's a lot of info and I need to get it out. Thank you for understanding. I, 29-year-old male, and darling husband, 31-year-old male, have been living with my parents, 65-year-old female and 60-year-old male, on their property for almost 3 years. We don't live in their house, but we bought a fifth-wheel trailer, moved it out, and we live there full-time. I work away from home, darling husband is work from home and has to be around my mom all the time. Recently, tensions have been high because of change. We live in the boonies, so getting internet to our home has been a challenge, but it's been great for me and darling husband because we found a really cool and reliable ISP with good plans. My mother has a different ISP that she hates and has had complaints about nonstop. We tried sharing our service with her, but it still wasn't up to her standard of what internet should be.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even though she has little to no understanding of how the internet actually works. It's a challenge, I get it, but she refuses to understand and just wants what she wants when she wants it. My brother apparently gave her his old Starlink equipment because he no longer needed it. He transferred it from him to her. She paid for the first month. She said she would share it, we could all use it, and we could split the bill. Darling husband and I agreed, but in private, I told him not to cancel our ISP. We needed to see where this was going. One weekend, my brother delivers the equipment. We wait a day and then go over to get it so we can get it set up and see how it'll work. Strike one, she felt offended that my husband came over and got it. She feels the device belongs to her and that she should have full control over it. We were just doing connectivity tests. We live in a forested area. It needs an unobstructed view. Strike two, a week goes by, my dad comes home from work over the weekend, and he has my darling husband scan around for a better spot, and asked us to put the equipment in our trailer because otherwise he would have to modify their home to run a cable inside to connect to the router, so we do that. Mom gets mad and is having a hard time dealing because the connectivity and range are a problem with our setup. She keeps getting madder and madder because her computer can't connect to it at the far end of her home directly opposite of us. And it's our fault because we stole her equipment. On my days off, my dad's gone. I go over to try to talk to her about it and maybe come to an agreement for location and a solution with an adapter for her computer so it gets a better signal. The adapter worked just fine, but again, she started this long, angry rant about how she shouldn't have to make changes, it should just work, it's her, we should compromise, yada yada. The conversation did not end well. We agreed to disagree, but that was it. She was fine after, but I'm still feeling very hurt by all of this. She doesn't seem to care how we feel about this, saying that she's not angry, she's passionate, and how we need to change our perspective because she's not being hurtful, she's just being passionate. And if I'm hurt, then it's my fault for having the wrong perspective. This week has been crap. I'm not feeling good, my anxiety is through the roof, darling husband can't work because his anxiety is high. I'm not sure what to do. We can't move out, really, because we don't have the funds available to rent a spot at a local trailer park because we just bought a piece of land and are making payments on it. We're happy to give all of this up and just go back to using our own service, but saying that just seems to make her more passionate and say that that's a terrible idea and we're wasting money when we could use what she has. We're just scared she's going to try and evict us with literally nowhere to go. I say my brother apparently gave it to her because I was not present for the conversation, so I'm not sure exactly what was said. To me, it doesn't sound like the hassle is really worth it. It sounds like it's going to be nothing but headache city going forward. Keep the ISP and just try to make the best of it, and hopefully they don't evict you over not wanting to use their Starlink setup. FlickSky440 wrote, "Yeah, my friend, Mom's just going to have to get over it. This is no win. Keep your ISP, get the Starlink set up to her liking, and be done with the situation." Our next story is entitled "Mom Thinks I'm Some Low-Life Addict." To start things off, earlier this year I started a hobby of collecting lighters. Weird, I know, but I kinda enjoy it. Now, I don't smoke or drink or anything like that, so like a week ago I was at a mall getting some errands when I decided to visit the cigar shop to see the lighters they have on display. They have some that are cool, like a Zippo lighter with a blue dragon emblem embedded in it. So after walking around a bit, I left without buying anything since I didn't have the funds yet, but as I did, I felt a sharp pull on my hoodie and nearly stumbled back. I looked back and I see this middle-aged lady with her kid who's no older than 9. This Karen lady was looking at me like I committed a crime. Freak, she was the one who assaulted me out of nowhere. Suddenly, she started berating me and harassing me. It wasn't even subtle. She freaking screamed like a banshee, which drew some unwanted attention. I didn't get most of what she's saying, but I did catch a few like, wannabe gangster, disgraceful son, bench, lowlife, etc. I'm 20, and sure, I look young. But to think I'm some teen trying to be a wannabe gangster is a bit much, and honestly kind of flattering I still look younger than my age. I try to communicate to her like a rational human being, but she kept talking over me again and again. This went on for like 5 minutes before she grabbed her son and walked off, while still shouting. I had to sit down somewhere to process what just happened before it clicked. She probably thinks I'm just some low-life addict with no future, all because I went into a cigar shop. And that somehow she thought she was entitled to give me a lesson by yanking on my hoodie, berate me, and fled the scene. That's it. No dramatic police call, no throwing hands, just some entitled jerk thinking she has every right to do anything in this world. Moral of the story, I don't freaking know, watch your back I guess, since God knows how long ago she noticed me go inside the shop. As soon as she put her hands on OP, pulled their hoodie, and started berating them, that's as far as it should have gone before OP said, "Literally leave me alone or I'm calling the cops because you just assaulted me." Some people might say, oh, that's a wimpy thing or a Karen thing to do yourself, but like, you have to look out for yourself when people are going around yanking on your clothes and for no reason berating you in the middle of a mall. Gia's mom 44 wrote, "God save us from those who think they know it all, and thank you for not responding with anger. That truly shows you to be the mature young man you are, and not the wannabe gangster teen she thought you were." Lucky for her indeed, other places on the planet she could have gotten seriously hurt. I applaud your hobby as well. Lighters are great collectibles. This next story is entitled "Mom Told Me Disabled People Shouldn't Go in Public If We Don't Want to Be Stared At." Needed context. I, female 23, am a service dog handler to a red tri Aussie. She's a very pretty dog and gains us a lot of attention, so I'm very used to gently educating about why you shouldn't interrupt or distract service dogs. Typically just a, "Hey, please don't distract service dogs," or even telling my dog, but more so just saying out loud, "Ignore it," does the trick. I have a heart condition, POTS for those that know it, that causes me to faint, and she alerts prior to fainting so that I don't fall and get injured or, at worst, die. This day, while walking around, I hear cooing and cawing from somewhere nearby, loud enough to be from a good distance, and clearly an adult voice. Out of curiosity, I look around and see a woman, not much older than myself, with a small child no older than 3 in a shopping cart, pointing out my dog. I smiled at them, seeing the kid and not minding the lady at that point. Usually parents point us out to teach their kids about service dogs or to call my dog pretty. I didn't need to go down the aisle they were in, but I figured it wouldn't be an issue. As soon as I walked closer, the mom started raising her voice while still baby talking her kid, saying things like, "Ooh, look at the puppy coming closer," and "Isn't that puppy so cute?" Nothing bad, but she was incredibly loud for being right next to me at this point, and her kid wasn't looking. This displeased the mom, so she started to move her cart to force her kid to look at my dog, and I spoke up because she was now blocking where I was trying to go. "Please don't block my path. I'm just trying to shop like anyone else." This lady was not happy with being told this. Without skipping a beat, her face had turned a deep red and she was screaming at the top of her lungs at me in the store. "I'm sorry, I just wanted my kid to admire the pretty puppy." And I'll admit, this frazzled me. I wasn't expecting her to turn so angry so quickly, especially since I thought I'd been relatively nice in explaining why I didn't want her to move her cart just for her kid to see my dog. I responded along the lines of, "You're more than allowed to look. Just please don't block us from shopping. And it's not good to teach kids to point and yell at service dogs. It can distract them from their jobs. If she misses an alert, I could get really hurt." And I get yet another mind-blowing response, the reason I'm making this post. This lady screamed back, now with people watching because we were quite close to the front of the store, "We have eyes. My daughter and I are allowed to look at your dog. If you disabled people are so bothered by being stared at, don't come out in public." I was so shocked at first, I didn't even know how to respond. I eventually just stared at her for a second, silently, before saying, "Wow, I'm so glad people like you are raising kids. Because remember, this happened in front of her small child." I honestly wanted to avoid any more confrontation, so I turned to rush to checkout while the mom was busy screaming something else that I ignored. Luckily, she didn't follow, and I shared looks of "What even was that?" with other people who had seen her outburst. Luckily, my dog was unfazed. I gave her extra treats once we left the store, just to reward her for being such a good girl. You want to talk about the kind of people who shouldn't come out in public? People like that who have no consideration for another human being. I think the world would be a much better place if people like that didn't come out in public. We Need an Apocalypse D said, "Holy cow." I'd have told her if she can't act like a decent human, don't come out in public. Our next story is, my dad wants me to spend time with my cousins, but not with my other cousins. So I, male 24, told my dad that I want to go Eid prayer with my cousins from my mom's side, and not with him because they've invited me to go with them, and I've never spent any Eid with them, but he got upset and told me, "No matter what you do, you will be going with us." He's being selfish for no reason. I'm tired of him and his bull. He literally says you should spend time with family, hinting that he wants me to be around his brother's sons, who were bullies of mine. OP being 24 years old, I don't know if OP's fully independent or not, but OP really should be able to stand up for themselves and say, "I am going to go with these cousins, I hope you can respect that, it's not personal." OP shouldn't live the rest of their life being controlled by what their father thinks they should do. Yokai Watch Fan 2102 wrote, "OP, you're not a little kid anymore. You're 24 years old and you have the right to say no. If you don't want to spend time with your other cousins, then you don't have to. Your dad can't force you to do anything. Listen, you need to grow a spine and tell your father, 'No, I don't want to.' I have the right to say no." Our next story is a little rant about my entitled dad not liking his gifts. Yeah, I'm done with my father's BS at this point. I ended up going out today with my brother and my mom to watch a movie at the mall. We decided to plan it so we can buy gifts for my dad since his birthday is next week. My mom ends up buying him some running shoes, knowing what brand he likes, and asks the manager in the store about my dad's complaints about the running shoes he already has, to at least get him a pair or two that he would like. My brother and I end up buying my dad some shirts he might like, which usually consist of any graphic t-shirts of cars, rock bands, or any polo shirts. Anyways, we get picked up by my dad, and he's already ticked off because we didn't end up calling him when the movie ended and letting him know when he would pick us up when my mom told him to pick us up after work. He goes on complaining to my mom about being hungry and talking bad about how she always puts him last. Then we get back home, where my mom ends up wanting to show him his gifts early. And man, I wasn't expecting his reaction, but he literally blew up. He got so mad at my mom for buying the running shoes she chose because it wasn't the right ones he likes. Like, I kid you not, he got insanely mad, he turned red and was yelling so loud. My mom tried telling him, she asked the one in charge about his complaints and got the pair they most recommended for him, but he completely ignored her and told her some really nasty things. Then I end up showing him the clothes we got and his face said everything. He did not like anything we got for him. It ruined my day, honestly. I'm barely able to go out, especially with my mom, due to how picky my dad is when my mom has to be out. It absolutely destroyed me seeing his reaction, and it made me so sad, yet mad at him for the way he reacted. Like, shouldn't he have been more grateful? We thought of him and got the things we thought he would like. Originally, we were going to give him Jordans, since that's what he likes, but everyone who knows him gifts him that. We wanted to be more thoughtful of the running shoes and get him something different, but I guess that ended up being a terrible idea. Anyway, if you read all of this, thank you. I just wanted to rant about the situation real quick since it was weighing me down and making me feel terrible. I don't know the living situation, but honestly, I would be happy seeing the mom get away from somebody that is so, honestly, abusive sounding. I mean, is that much of a life living with somebody who treats you like that when you try to do something nice for them? I was gonna say maybe they could try to make it a thing where they go together and shop for something he likes together, but I'm willing to bet he's the kind of person that doesn't even want to hang out with his family. That probably would just upset him and annoy him to no end. LoveDuck1972 wrote, "You should get him a big fat nothing. His behavior is disgusting. I would refuse to even acknowledge his birthday after his ridiculous display." But with that being said, that's all the time we have for today. Now, if you want to hear another crazy entitled parent story, check out that video on the left. Or if you missed my latest video, check out that video on the right. That said, I'll see you all next time with some more stories.